Hi everyone, welcome to a new episode of Stephen's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the impact of the TikTok ban in India, a strange initiative by the Japanese government, and a step forward for digital banking in Singapore. Welcome to this new episode. Earlier this year, in June, India banned TikTok, so people couldn't use it anymore, even though it was really, really popular in India. And the big winners of this ban are Snapchat in the first place. Snapchat grew in the last year in India with 50%, and they have now 60 million users. And Instagram is the second big winner with a growth of 30% and has a community of 330 million users. So they took advantage of this ban, and this is probably hard for TikTok to catch up because the community is forming itself on other platforms. A new step in the streaming evolution. Warner Brothers announced that in North America, every movie that they're going to release in 2021 will be released at the same time for movie theaters and the HBO Max streaming platform. This is a new one. We've already seen how Disney is releasing some of their blockbusters directly to their users of Disney Plus. Now, Warner Brothers is saying all movies are going at the same time to a streaming platform and the movie theater. And we're talking about big blockbusters like the one that I'm looking forward to, The Matrix 4. So this is fascinating to see how this will evolve. I think this is a urgent cry out to the movie theater industry to understand that they will need different content to be successful. They need content and experiences. They can do the experiences part, but they will have to look into the content part to make sure that that doesn't stop their success in the future. The Japanese government is worried about the low birth rate in their country. They hit an all-time low last year of 865,000 babies that were born, so they're worried. And now they have this initiative that I think is a little bit strange, but it's interesting to look at it. They have a financial fund, a financial investment of about 15 million euros that they're investing in AI matchmaking. So basically, the Japanese government will play the role of a dating service, and they're going to match people on a large number of interests, hobbies, age, income, those kind of assets to make sure that they can do the perfect matchmaking. And eventually they hope that will result in more babies. So they're using AI to create more babies by investing in matchmaking. And I thought that was really interesting to see how a government is investing in this. And question is, what is the next step? How far can you go in this as a government to stimulate certain aspects of the life of people using artificial intelligence? That's going to be a fascinating discussion in the next few years. An interesting move in Singapore. The government in Singapore gave 3 licenses towards digital companies to start full-fledged banks. And they gave a license to Grab and Singtel, and Grab is the largest platform that is being used in Singapore and in Southeast Asia in general. Together with Singtel, the telco player of Singapore, they got a license. We have Sea, which is also a big digital platform in Southeast Asia. And then we have Ant Financial Services, which is the largest financial services company in China. Remember the one that was planning to have an IPO, the largest IPO in the world, and that got blocked by the Chinese government? Well, they also received a license from the government in Singapore. And they're gonna launch these banks, digital banks, in 2022 is the estimation, which means for the incumbents in the market, they have now a window of opportunity of about 12 months, something like this, to make sure that they speed up their game, especially in terms of digital services, to match the quality of what these big concerns can do once they start a bank in Singapore. So that will be a very interesting one to follow. So guys, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope to see you again next week for a new episode. And if you liked the video, if you enjoyed it, please like it, share it, and subscribe to the channel. See you next week. Bye-bye.